This is Jim Blitzer, your host, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network on this 31st day of October, Halloween. There is so much going on out there. It's going to be tough for me to get through it all. We basically got a war going on in the Middle East. It's not surprising, but it's happening now. Let me give you a little background. Paul Craig Roberts has done a wonderful job of explaining how this Hamas thing is actually an extension of 9/11. Those of you who followed closely understand that the whole idea of 9/11, which was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad, was to bring American forces to the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel, and to allow it to expand to become the greater Israel. But it was never finished. They got rid of Iraq, but they didn't get rid of Syria, and they didn't get rid of Iran. Well, that's the plan now. Here's Paul Craig Roberts talking about it. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's the most likely explanation we have of the information at this time. The Hamas attack on Israel was the opening gun of a plot devised by U.S. neoconservatives and Netanyahu to renew the U.S. attack on Hezbollah suppliers on behalf of Greater Israel. Greater Israel is a Zionist belief Israel comprises a territory from the Nile in Egypt to the Euphrates in Iraq. The purpose of 9/11 was to launch, under the guise of a war on terror, the wars American neoconservatives called for in their publication, General Wesley Clark told us about, against Israel's enemies in the Middle East. The purpose of Washington's war on terror was to destroy Hezbollah suppliers, Iraq, Syria, and Iran. Israel and the neoconservatives want these three countries destroyed because they supply Hezbollah with money and weapons that permit Hezbollah to successfully repeal Israel's attempts to occupy southern Lebanon. Israel needs the water resources in southern Lebanon. With Iraq, Syrian, and Iranian regime destroyed, avenues are open for the greater Israel. In other words, there was never a war on terror. It was a war devised by U.S. neocons against Israel's opponents. And that's precisely what this war on Hamas is all about, to allow Israel to expand. Meanwhile, we got Scott Ritter talking about what's going on with the war. And let me pull it up here, but there'll be a momentary. Let's get to it. Scott's explaining exactly how delicate the war has become.
Times. They clearly want this to be about Iran, of course. Meanwhile, Israel says it's bombed Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, the U.S. launching airstrikes in Syria, and Turkey says they're about to declare war on Israel if this further incursion continues. Are we heading for a regional war, or are we already in it? Let's ask former U.N. weapons inspector Scott Ritter, who's watching this very, very closely and not getting a lot of sleep these days. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So are we heading for a regional war? It seems with Turkey's declaration that they would be willing to declare war on Israel, the United States launching airstrikes in Syria and Iraq, that maybe we're already there?
Well, we're definitely in a broader conflict than simply an Israeli-Hamas conflict. I think what we're seeing right now is if you view the Middle East as this giant pressure cooker, what Israel and Hamas are doing right now is just they're generating a lot of heat. There's a lot of pressure going up. So I think what we're seeing is pressure relief valves taking place. I mean, there's going to be violence in other areas related to this. The question is, can that violence be controlled so that it doesn't burst out of control? You know, what we see in, for instance, in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah is a deliberate cycle of limited violence where both sides, where Hezbollah has a need to strike. They have to politically, but they don't want this to turn into a general war. So Hezbollah strikes, Israel retaliates, but the Israeli retaliation is limited in scope. So you have this slow escalation. The same thing in what's taking place in Iraq and Syria. These militias are going to attack America. There's no doubt about it. The question now is, what is America going to do? If America overreacts, you have the danger of bringing in Iran. If America overreacts in Syria, you bring in Syria. So we're looking at basically conflicts designed to relieve pressure, but you can only do that so much. If Gaza continues to heat up and generate more pressure than the relief valves can release, then you're going to have a general war. And it's a very dangerous situation right now.
Is Israel doing the right thing for themselves? I mean, in their brains, thinking about the protection of Israel, is this basically leading to the destruction of Israel? I guess is what I'm asking. By this massive incursion into Gaza, whatever unfolds and is unfolding in the West Bank, the massive PR campaign that, of course, Israel has spent years really promoting, you know, birthright, come back to Israel, move back to Israel, become a part of Israel, become part of, move to Tel Aviv. If you're Jewish living in the United States, come here. This is where you belong. Have they really shot themselves in the foot with this? Or is this going to really buoy spirits and people are going to start to want to really move back to Israel?
No, I believe this is the end of Israel as it's currently defined. It was already ending. I mean, remember, before this conflict began, you had hundreds of thousands of Israelis in the streets protesting Benjamin Netanyahu's rewriting of basic law regarding the judiciary. The Israeli president saying we are on the verge of a civil war, not civil unrest, a civil war. Israelis shooting Israel. Israel is destroyed. The what Israel defines itself as today, this right-wing Zionist entity, is dead. It just, you know, it's kicking, it's thrashing, it's threatening to take down a lot of people with it, but it's over, it's finished. No matter what happens, Israel will never be the same, and it will not be as long as the current, as long as political Zionism exists. There will always be violence. And that violence will make Israel the least attractive place in the world for people to move to. I'm not saying that Israel, the nation state, is finished. I don't believe it should be finished. I do believe that there is a state called Israel, but it cannot be this political Zionist state that exists solely upon feeding on the blood, literally, of Palestinians. That is over, and it can't. The day of Israeli exceptionalism, likewise, is finished. If Israel is going to exist, and I believe it should exist, it needs to exist as an equal amongst equals. It can no longer be this literal Jewish supremacist state that dominates and intimidates others. That's and what Israel is doing right now in Gaza is just accelerating the process of that. But the danger is, if you accelerate too fast, you could create conditions that lead to not just the destruction of political Zionism, but of Israel itself. There is a real possibility for the physical destruction of Israel if they're not careful.
I want to get your military perspective on the invasion over the weekend. Benjamin Netanyahu saying this is the second phase now of the Gaza incursion. The Cradle just released a leaked documents showing, if you go to thecradle.co, and they're pointing from the Israeli culture magazine Nekovit, published on October 28th, a leaked document issued by Israel's Ministry of Defense, recommending the occupation of Gaza and the total transfer of 2.3 million inhabitants into Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, pushing out all of these individuals into Egypt, basically. And now we're in the second phase of this invasion. Where do things stand with the military side of this, and what do you make of this move into Egypt?
Well, first of all, the move into Egypt, I believe, is a non-starter. I think that's an act of war. Egypt would view it as an act of war. And, you know, Hamas doesn't have any tanks. Egypt has hundreds of them, modern tanks. And they have two divisions that are being brought up to combat readiness on the Sinai. If Israel really does want to commit suicide, this is one really good way to do it, because if Egypt sends 600 tanks into the Negev, Israel's got no response. And if Israel has to shift forces to respond to that, for instance, from the Northern Command, Hezbollah has a free ride straight into Haifa. Syria will retake the Golan Heights. As I said earlier, Israel is on the verge of committing suicide as a nation state. So they need to drop this nonsense. The United States, I think, has put the read Israel the Riot Act and told Netanyahu you can't launch a full scale assault in the Gaza or else Iran will come in, and nobody's ready for that. I mean, you can have Kamala Harris, give as many, one word, what's your advice to Iran? Don't. First of all, Iran doesn't care about Kamala Harris, and they're going to do what they're going to do based upon what America does. And America has postured itself aggressively. But if you look at the force structure that we put in place there, it's really not that much. It's not enough to, to turn the tide in any large scale conflict. Israel doesn't want Iran to get involved. So what Netanyahu has done is they're carrying out a process of increasing the scope and scale of raids into Gaza to occupy limited territory for political benefit. At some point in time, the realization will come that Israel cannot defeat Hamas and there will be a political settlement. I think what Netanyahu is trying to do is say, we destroyed the bulk of Hamas's military capability as opposed to completely eradicating. He needs to walk away with the victory. They suffered a humiliating defeat on October 7th. Everybody's talking about this being a massacre, a massacre, a massacre. No, it was the total annihilation of Israel's front line of defense. The Golani Brigade, two battalions, got beat in stand-up fight against Hamas. That's the reality. And it's humiliating. Their intelligence service was asleep. This is the end of Netanyahu's political career. He will not recover from this. When this war ends, and it will end, there will be an accounting domestically for Israel, if it still exists. And Netanyahu and the senior command will all be relieved of their duties because of the incompetence, some of which may be criminal in nature.
I am a
absolutely fascinating stuff. This guy I regard as perhaps our best, certainly among our very best commentators on what's going on. Meanwhile, there have been other major developments. Yemen has officially declared war on Israel. Now, what's fascinating about that is Yemen is a bunch of tough Houthis that have been leading a popular uprising to regain control of their country. They have very sophisticated weapons and they're battle-hardened. Moreover, South Africa has called for deploying an international force to protect civilians in Gaza. South Africa has a special sense in relation to the Palestinians because South Africa was for long itself an apartheid state. South Africa has long advocated peace in the Middle East, likening the plight of the Palestinians, which they have been experiencing for a decade, to what South Africa witnessed under the apartheid regime that ended in 1994. Media sources said by calling for the formation of a protection force, South Africa's support for the Palestinians exceeds that of most countries, some of which have called for a ceasefire or the opening of an humanitarian corridor to allow aid to enter besieged Gaza, where the occupation has continued its bombing for 24 days. More significant, breaking news. Turkey has sent 100 warships through the Bosphorus Strait to Israel. Very, very significant. The Turkish Navy is right now transiting 100 naval warships through the Bosphorus Strait from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. Much more going on here. Israel has bombed a Turkish hospital in Gaza. That's not likely to induce goodwill between the countries, but far more significant than the bombing. There has been now a decisive break. Listen to this. Israel puts Russia and Turkey on the axis of evil. Erdogan declares the Israelis are criminals and terrorists. They will pay a heavy price. This is absolutely major development. Turkey is a fierce military combatant. They're aggressive, they're talented, they're courageous. They are absolutely fierce. If there's a country I would not want the United States to become engaged with, it would be Turkey. Israel, in addition to Iran, now plays in both Turkey and Russia and the axis of evil in the Middle East. After what R.T. Erwin said, it's obvious not only is there no turning back in the relationship between the two countries, but a new escalation is very close. The same applies to Israel-Russia relations after the two harsh announcements by the Israeli Foreign Ministry against Moscow. Israel Foreign Minister is calling for a reassessment of diplomatic relations with Turkey, citing Turkish leaders' harsh criticism of Israel's military offensive against Hamas. His name, Eli Cohen, said he'd ordered Israeli diplomats in Turkey to return to Israel. Last week, he recalled his diplomats from the country. He's also called on Israeli citizens to leave because of terrorist threats, making it clear it had nothing to do with bilateral relations. Earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and a large pro-Palestinian rally in Istanbul launched a scathing attack on Israel and its Western allies. Turkey's president attended one of the largest pro-Palestinian demonstrations since the start of the war with Israel in Istanbul. But Erdogan said today, Istanbul creates a new deep gap in his relation with the West, the U.S., the EU, and Israel, to a point where there is no return. He called Israel a terrorist organization, strongly accused it of massacring civilians in Gaza, say that behind the state of Israel, as well as all the terrorist organization operating in the region, is the USA. As he characteristically said, the West is responsible for the massacres in the Gaza Strip. Israel is an occupier, a war criminal, and sooner or later he will pay a heavy price for what he is doing, Erdogan concluded, speaking with thousands in Istanbul. Today, some see Gaza as a distant place that has nothing to do with us, and even say so openly. Yet a century ago, Gaza was this nation, what Adana was to this country. Like Mosul is what Mardin is. Thessalonica is like Kirkgulai, and Aleppo is what Gaza Step is. Gaza was an integral part of our homeland that we thought was inseparable. But unfortunately, they separate us from all these lands that belong to us as much as our blood, our life, our love. War with Turkey, I believe, is now inevitable. It may not have been formally declared, but there it is. China, meanwhile, declares Israel's occupation of Palestine is the root cause of the conflict and urges an immediate truce. China says it will work with the international community to help the ongoing Israeli violence, help end the ongoing Israeli violence in the Gaza Strip, knowing the core of the conflict is Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian territory. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Juan Rubin made a remark during a press briefing Tuesday as the occupying regime's brutal aggression against the besieged territory rages on. The root of the cycle of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict lies in the long-term illegal occupation of the Palestinian territory, the long-term neglect of the right of the Palestinian people to independent statehood, and the lack of a fundamental key of basic rights of the Palestinian people, he declared today. This injustice should not continue. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Gray Zone has Max Blumenthal talking about his investigation where the Israeli military ordered the military, the IDF, to shell the homes of Israeli civilians and helicopter attacks on civilian cars in Israeli bases after the militants broke out on October 7th. My interpretation, that was to drive up the numbers of the casualties so it could appear even more horrific. Meanwhile, we have an Israeli politician wants Gaza firebombed like Dresden. This is very much the attitude of the Israelis. Israel should level Gaza to the ground and expel all Palestinians to Egypt to deter its enemies. Likud party member and former Knesset lawmaker Moshe Feiglin said in an interview Wednesday. Feiglin's recent appearance, where he called for firebombing Gaza like Dresden in World War II, has gone viral on social media. How disgusting is that? Meanwhile, U.S. is quietly expanding a secret base it has in Israel called Site 512, the Pentagon, awarded a multi-million dollar contract to construct a U.S. Army facilities for a covert base it maintains deep within Israel's Negev desert, only 20 miles from Gaza, 2 months prior to Hamas' onslaught on Israel. The venerable American institution, known by its codename Site 512, is a radar station keeping an eye out for missile attacks on Israel. Since 512 was aimed toward Iran, located more than 700 miles away, it was unable to observe anything on October 7th, despite thousands of Hamas rockets being launched. But since we know this was an Israeli op anyway, that they allowed it to happen, there was nothing there for them to see. Meanwhile, U.S. Mideast troops have been targeted for the 23rd time in 2 weeks. Is there any surprise here? A total of 4 bases where U.S. troops are stationed in the Middle East have been attacked by Iran-based groups in the last day, according to U.S. military officials. Iran-backed Islamic Resistance had money had attacked U.S. and coalition forces at Ayn al-Assad base in Iraq, but the rockets didn't result in any casualties. The other bases have also been attacked. This, of course, is to create a circumstance in which the U.S. can attack Hamas and other bases in Syria and Iraq. Both, it's all taking place. Meanwhile, we have a secret project from the Israeli government revealed to expel the entire population of Gaza, just over 2 million people. Scott Ritter actually mentioned this. The Egyptian would not accept it. They have 600 tanks they could bring, and that Israel would have no response. According to the plan, to displace Arabs would then be sent to Europe and other Western countries. You know, why want to get a Palestinians out of Israel? Now, here is, by far, in my opinion, the most important story of the day. Israel's Biblical Psychopathy by Laurent Guyanot, which is also republished. It's from Moons.com. Also republished on my blog at James H. Fetzer. You must read this. Here, Lawrence observes, I'm tired of reading Netanyahu as a psychopath. He most certainly is not. I see no reason to consider him or any other Israeli leader as psychopaths in the psychiatric set. They have a collective psychopathy, which is a very different thing. In deference, the difference is the same as that between a personal neurosis and a collective neurosis. According to Freud, religion, and he meant Christianity, is a collective neurosis. Freud did not mean that religious people are neurotic. On the contrary, he believed their collective neurosis tends to immunize religious people from personal neurosis. I do not subscribe to Freud's theory. I just need his backing to introduce my own theory. Zionists, even the most bloodthirsty, are not individual psychopaths. Many are loving and even self-sacrificing persons within their own community. Rather, they are the vectors of a collective psychopathy, which means a special way, we may call it inhuman, by which they collectively see and interact with other human communities. This is a crucial point, without which we can never understand Israel. Calling their leader psychopath is not helpful. What we need to recognize, Israel is a collective psychopath, a study of the origins of its unique character. It's a matter of survival for the world, just as matter for the group to recognize, to understand its pattern of thinking. Psychopath is a syndrome of traits classified among the personality disorders. Canadian psychologist Robert Hare, in the wake of Henry Crickley's The Mask of Sanity of 1941, defined its criteria on the basis of a cognitive model now widely adopted. More to come.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone help! When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling.
Now, here are the key points being made here that you need to absorb, and I encourage you to go to my blog, jameshfetzer.org, read the whole thing. I've also got it linked on my Twitter, at Jim Fetzer. Get this. The most characteristic trait of the psychopath is a complete absence of empathy and, as a result, of moral inhibition in harming others, combined with a thirst for power. What could describe Israel's relation to Gaza and the Palestinians better? Psychopathology also shared traits with narcissism. Psychopaths have a grand vision of their own importance. In their minds, everything is owed to them because they are exceptional. They are never wrong. And failures are always the fault of others. What could better define the chosen people? Truth is of no value to the psychopath. Truth is whatever is convenient to him at any given moment. He is a pathological liar, but he's hardly aware of it. Lying is so natural to him that the question of his sincerity is almost irrelevant. The psychopath beats the lie detector. The psychopath feels only very superficial emotions, has no real feeling for anyone, but has developed a great ability to deceive. He can be charming to the point of charismatic. He's unable to empathize, Butler's has simulated his powers, his extraordinary ability to feign, trick, trap, and capture. Though he himself is immunized against guilt, he becomes a master in making others feel guilty. Sound familiar? Because a psychopath is unable to put himself in the shoes of anyone else, he cannot look at himself critically. Confident in any circumstance of his right, being in the right, is genuinely surprised by the grudge of his victims and will punish them for it. If he steals someone's property, he'll regard the resentment of the despoiled as irrational hatred. Let's call it anti-Semitism. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, according to the president of Iran, the condemnation of Israel by the United Nations at the General Assembly is an important achievement. Iran's president has hailed the recent condemnation of the Israeli regime crimes against Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip by the UN General Assembly as an important achievement. Well, it is, but it's not nearly so important as actually getting them relief and putting Israel at bay. Meanwhile, Israel, Iran's deputy foreign minister has declared, Israel will be annihilated if the war on Gaza expands. Iran deputy minister for foreign affairs has warned that if Israel's ongoing war against the Palestinian resistance in the besieged Gaza Strip expands any further, it will lead to total annihilation of the regime. Scott Ritter has already observed that the Israeli political structure is done for. It's not going to happen. It's not be able to survive. The question is whether or not Israel physically is going to be capable of survival. Ethan Hutt writes for Natural News, many Jewish people now turning against the Israeli government, which they accuse of committing war crimes and genocide, with, of course, complete justification. Believe it or not, many Jewish people are taking a stand for Gaza rather than their own Israeli government in the ongoing Israeli war on Palestine. This, I believe, is very significant. And, you know, Jews for Gaza, Jews for Palestine are going to be very important. Ron Hughes has a piece about pro-Israeli propaganda, lies versus reality, but it seems to me, and it might even be true of Scott Ritter to my surprise, that he seems to think it was a legitimate effort by Gazans to, you know, get across the fence, 15 locations without being detected, I dare say. That wasn't even remotely possible. Meanwhile, talk about playing out your old canard. Israel's ambassador to the UN wears a Nazi-era yellow star as he slams the Security Council for staying silent as Jewish babies are burned by Hamas. I mean, you know, the propaganda just goes wild. If you want to get a short take on what's going on here, check out my piece, Holocaust Narrative, Politics, Trump, Science, which is only about 5 pages. A long take, the official World War II narrative, historical fiction or fact or mass illusion. I give you the link. That's about an hour and 20, but you will see it all. Might even be a tad longer. Meanwhile, there's a lot going on in Ukraine we're not talking about. It's been superseded by the developments here. Russia's inflicting heavy damage against Ukrainian Air Force, including innovative long-range air-to-air missiles. That's quite significant and telling. Ukraine's Zelensky is angry, feels betrayed by the West. His aides say he is disillusioned, and his belief has turned messianic. That's pretty striking. Let me add a bit more coming from the Gateway Pundit. Simon Schuster wrote a 3,000-word profile for Time magazine on the wartime leader, illuminating in so many ways, goes far beyond the usual Western propaganda and acknowledging realities on the ground. Schuster had a tremendous amount of access, including with top aides who were talking out of school. and which may reveal an internal process of preparing public opinion for his replacement. He paints Zelensky as an exhausted leader from the demands of leadership during the war, but also the persistent need to convince his allies that, with their help, Ukraine can win. Not a chance. I mean, he must be smoking something. Meanwhile, talks on a peace plan for Ukraine opened in Malta with officials for 65 countries, but those did not include Russia. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell is going out with the Ukrainian ambassador for a push for $61 billion more in aid. This is simply absurd. I think we learned an awful lot about these people who are supposed to be our leaders from their action here. This is a major litmus test. Mike Pompeo, moreover, declares U.S. must stand with Ukraine. But it's a war that has already been lost. Indeed, I am convinced that the primary reason why we're having this ethnic cleansing, actually mass slaughter in Israel of the Palestinians, is because recognizing there will not be a new Israel in Ukraine, they want to expand the agenda, have their greater Israel at home, but it's an elaborate process fraught with hazards, and as we can see, it's not going, in my opinion, not going to play out well for Israel. Meanwhile, House Republicans have introduced legislation to get $14 billion to Israel with offsetting cuts. One of the first moves made by the new Speaker of the House was to separate a funding bill where Biden was seeking $105 billion to be divided between Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan into separate funding packages. Very, very good. House Republicans introduced legislation that would provide Israel with $14.3 billion. They're going to fit the bill. They want to cut into funds allocated to the IRS in the Inflation Reduction Act. Specifically, it targets some of the $80 billion the package gave to the IRS. House Republicans' Israel aid bill is out, Fox News reports. It offset $14.3 billion in Israeli aid with $14.3 billion in cuts to the IRS from the Inflation Reduction Act. This offset will never, ever fly. Democrats will eject it out of hand. Fundable News Sheikh German commented immediately in response. But it's at least putting the issue separately. Meanwhile, yes, border woes worsen in wake of the Hamas attack. The surprise attack by Hamas, which you and I know was allowed to happen across a heavily protected border, has refocused Republican attention on the southern and eastern borders of the United States, where they fear the next 9/11 style attack may be plotting to enter or have already come into the country. More border forces, additional army deployments, all to the catch and release free-for-all that's allowed millions of migrants unlawfully to dispense the towns around the country are all demands made by lawmakers to President Biden. But of course, Biden's all in on this. This is fulfilling his agenda, or should I say more strictly speaking, the administration's agenda, because we know the real Joe died back in 2017, as near as I can tell. Meanwhile, Epic Health is publishing a report, a very nice one, about COVID effects. Turns out 1 in 3 COVID vax recipients suffered neurological side effects. Not only that, 3 shots, you're out. What the experts are not telling you about a trio of vaccines are now criminally recommending. This is news from the underground by Mark Crispin Miller. Here's a cartoon. My 5th booster didn't work because you didn't get your purse. This is one party saying to another, stay away from the new RSV flu and COVID shots and refuse masking. This is actually authored not by Mark Crispin Miller, but by Bucho Weisenberger, and it appears to be spot on. You want to avoid shots. Don't take them. They're trying to contaminate them all with the mRNA. Serious matter. Here we have a slightly bizarre story Our men wearing tactical clothing with explosives found dead in women's restroom of Colorado theme park. Police say he left a bizarre note. A young man was found dead inside a woman's restroom at an adventure theme park in Colorado. Police believe that he killed himself. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office said in a new release, employees of the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park found the dead body before the business was scheduled to open Saturday. The 22-year-old was wearing tactical clothing, including a helmet, carrying a rifle, a handgun, fake grenades, and pipe bomb, both real and fake. The police said the guns were either ghost guns or homemade, and he wore patches that made him appear to be a member of law enforcement. The unidentified man entered the park illegally after employees had left. Police said he had written a note that read, "I'm not a killer. I just wanted to get into the caves." The Grand Junction Bomb Squad searched the theme park in a slow, methodical manner to reactivate the bombs he'd left behind. They also searched his home after they found one of the explosives in his vehicle. Well, that's a pretty weird story, but I think it's pretty close to a par of what we're getting from the Babylon Bee. White House accidentally hands out plastic baggies of cocaine to trick-or-treaters. Washington. Parents are encouraged to check their children's Halloween candy haul every year to keep an eye out for razor blades and granola bars, but they didn't have to worry about the treats they get from the White House until now. According to sources, the president and first lady accidentally handed out fresh-cut bags of cocaine to trick-or-treaters at the south lawn of the White House instead of candy, endangering both children and poll numbers. Dag nabbit! I grabbed the wrong basket again, said a frustrated Biden upon realizing he'd already distributed his son Hunter's stash to the entire neighbor Ottawa. Well, anyway, prick or preet, kids, have fun. According to eyewitnesses, Dr. Jill Biden then sprang into action. "Oh, no, Joe, crack is bad for kids," she said. "I know that because I am a real doctor." She then began chasing down children, swatting baskets out of their hands, leaving dozens of traumatized children crying on the White House lawn. The weeping children attracted the attention of Secret Service agents who proceeded to seal off exits and haphazardly search through bags of Halloween candy. Whoa, not so fast, shouted Special Agent Vince Stallone as he slammed a 7-year-old kid in a Mandalorian costume to the ground. This is some top shelf blow, kid. You're going to jail. At publishing time, the Secret Service confirmed they had no leads as to where the cocaine may have come from. Isn't that just what you'd expect from this Biden White House? Let me give a different take on what's going on here, by the way, where Mike King of the New York Times suggests that the whole situation is completely different than what we're presuming, as he has published. This is, but the developments with what's taking place here is truly extraordinary. I'll find it here and share it. We're coming up against a break. More about Zelensky feeling angry and betrayed, being delusional, rather fascinating stuff. This bit by Kiev's leader tells a lot about the present situation. Nobody believes in our victory like I do. Nobody. Take all your power, your energy. You understand it? It takes so much of everything. The scariest thing is that part of the world got used to the war in Ukraine. Exhaustion with the war rolls along like a wave. You see it in the United States and Europe, and we see that as soon as they start to get a little tired, it becomes like a show to them. I can't watch the rerun for the 10th time. Schuster followed Zelensky and his team back to Kiev, where a member of his circle described him as angry. The usual sparkle of his optimism, his sense of humor. his tendency to liven up a meeting in the war room with a bit of banter or a body joke. None of that has survived into the second year of all-out war. Now he walks in, gives updates, gives orders, and walks out. Said a longtime member of his team. Another tells me he feels betrayed by his Western outlaw.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Highly original cast of mind, and he sees things a bit differently than most of us do. He's, of course, a severe critic of the New York Times with ample justification. As I've observed, they have 100 executives who are dual U.S. Israeli citizens, where Israel controls our media. And one way of making sense of what's going on is if you assume that Bibi Netanyahu is the acting commander-in-chief, bringing those forces off the coast of Israel to advance his, Israel's, agenda, no matter what the cost of the United States. Well, he's talking about House declaring solidarity with Israel in the first legislation under the new speaker. Incited by operatives of the cynical Black Bill Society, the Sunshine Patriots are already pulling the stop card on the Trump train. Mike, the new speaker, his very first legislative act was to stand with Israel in its genocidal war against the Palestinians. Mike, Trump is also standing with Israel and refusing to take Gaza refugees. Mike, give up on Zion Dawn. You're starting to sound like the controlled opposition. Relax, boys and girls. There's nothing to see here. First of all, and I realize my empathetically understand, that even the most astute of the generally astute subscribers here at the New York Times still have a hard time grasping the reality of the current military continuity of government illusion operation now running worldwide. The real Joe Biden is dead. The real Bibi Netanyahu is either dead or locked up. The U.S. Congress isn't even in session. The war in the Middle East is a scripted wag-the-dog-controlled information scenario consisting of controlled demolition crisis actors on both sides, fake blood, theatrical dust, and various other props. That being the case, and then, what is there to actually stand with or against? To state with emphasis that one stands with Israel is about as significant as saying that I stand with Darth Vader against the Jedi Knights of Star Wars fame, or I stand with the Joker in his battle against Batman. It's all a movie anyway. So why get worked up over the fact that Trump and Johnson and the entire Republican Party are standing with the bad guys? That being said, let's analyze the meaning of our I stand with Israel as if this war and the threat of its possible spread are real. Whichever scenario you choose to believe, this will end poorly for the Netanyahu Lukid bastards and ultimately result in a secure sovereign state for the Palestinians. Let's refer to that philosophical masterpiece of theater, The Godfather, Part 1, for this imperfect but good enough analogy. We'll be right back and we'll take your calls.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.